I've chosen to tell you how I became a Christian simply because not many of you know much about me or know of me that well. And I can tell you that I'm here purely by the grace of God. I'm standing before you purely by the grace of God. What you're seeing is a living miracle. The reason is that as a young child, I was asthmatic and I was epileptic. Now, if you mentioned epilepsy in those days, you might as well have said you had leprosy, because that's how you were treated. I was born the only child of Jean Allison and Norman William Rapp in 1952. So now you know how old I am as well. And I have a wife, Michelle, who you all know. I have three daughters, Jill and Kath and Nicole. I have three son-in-laws, Tony, Nicholas and Craig. And I have four and a bit grandchildren. Poppy, Charlie, Charlotte, Darcy and ? Growing up, in my years growing up, I lived in Campbelltown. Those who know Campbelltown now may not see it as a country town. In those days it was. And we, as kids, we had an absolute ball. If ever you had an idyllic childhood, I had it. Because you could run around in the fields, you could go chasing yabbies and cows and goodness knows what else, snakes and all sorts of things. Or you could go hiking and swimming and fishing and all that sort of stuff. So had an idyllic childhood, and I had fantastic parents. I've got to say, Mum and Dad, I have no complaints about Mum and Dad at all. They were absolutely fantastic to me. And in fact, if it wasn't for my mother, I wouldn't be here today. And that was part of God's grace, because He supplied a mother who was a nursing sister. In those days, there were no drugs for asthma, and so you had to learn to manage the asthma. And quite literally, there are many, many nights where I could not get my breath. And if it hadn't been for Mum, I wouldn't be standing here today. Quite literally. And later on, I got epilepsy about the age of 9. And of course, school then became a horrible place to be, because you were a leper, basically. Teachers didn't want to know you. You weren't included in things. You were pushed to one side. And all that sort of stuff went on. But let me tell you, through all of that... I should mention before I get to the next point, I should mention that in those days, you were sent to Sunday school. So I was sent to Sunday school. And there we had a real blessing, because we had fantastic teachers too. They were godly men, dedicated, and they loved to teach us about the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, in that period of time while I had epilepsy, it used to be quite interesting. You could sometimes use the asthma to get a day off school. And so I'm sure Mum knew what I was up to, but she let me get away with it. So it was always good fun. But at that same time, I started to get a bit of a conscience for God. And I liked playing tennis and being outside when I could and all that sort of stuff. And this particular night was a Friday night. And I just thought to myself, I'll see if this God is real. I'll just check this God out, was what I was thinking. Anyhow, that Friday night it was pouring rain. It looked like we weren't going to be playing tennis on a Saturday morning. And I said, Lord, if you're there, you're really there, then make the rain stop. You know, like an 8-year-old kid does, or a 9-year-old kid, or whatever. And to my shock and horror, the next morning there was no rain. So I knew from that point onwards that He was real. But was I a Christian at that stage? No. Because I was simply manipulating God for my own ends. And I guess that went on for a few more years. I mean, there are many instances, I think, when God had been very gracious to me, especially in my young teenage years. Racing cars and all that sort of stuff was part of the deal. But at the age of 17, there was a major catastrophe. I might go a bit quiet here, so just bear with me. My father died when I was at the age of 17. But what had happened in the September of that year, 1969, I'd had two voices. On two nights in a row. So I wasn't going mad. I did hear it two nights in a row. It wasn't just one night. Your father's going to die. And it's as clear as I'm standing here now. It's after 40 years. It's as still clear today as it was then. Your father's going to die. By the December, he was dead. At that point, I hated God with a passion. And I mean with a passion. Because Dad was my closest friend. He meant everything to me. And God had taken him away. I had a wonderful mother. And she prayed for her son. By the time I was 21, in 1974, on the 30th of March, I can tell you that it's still solid in my mind. God was converting me. He had provided all the basics. He had taught me. He had shown me about the Lord Jesus Christ. He had shown me how great the sacrifice was. I knew all about Jesus. But I would not respond to him because of what happened to Dad. So I knew it all. There's no doubt. And at that stage, I used to work Sundays and all through the week. Didn't matter. I refused to go to church. I didn't want to go to church. Didn't want to know God. And I worked. And I occasionally went to fellowship with Michelle. And this Sunday afternoon, I had just got home from picking strawberries. I was filthy being out in the field. As if I was just covered in dirt. Went and had a shower, and like many young blokes, if you're going to have a shower, you get the deodorant on, so you smell at least half decent. You know, put a nice clean shirt on, nice trousers, you know. You're ready to go to fellowship, aren't you? You're all looking pretty smick. Anyhow, I went and picked Michelle up, and we walked down to fellowship. And I said to her, look, I don't really feel like going to church tonight. Because what had happened after having been made clean like that, I felt as if I hadn't had a shower at all. I felt filthy. This was God speaking to my heart. You know what the filth was? It was sin. It was the sin that was in my heart that I hadn't repented of. I needed to make it right with him. So the rest of that night, I went to my room, didn't even talk to Mum much, just went straight to my room, and I just prayed. I was there, I think, from somewhere like 7 o'clock in the evening to, I remember seeing the clock at midnight and I fell asleep. But God had done a work in my heart He had changed me. And the next day was a brand new day, full of joy and love and full of the glory of God. I have never forgotten that, and I never will. And all through those hard years, through the epilepsy and all that sort of stuff, I knew one thing only, that the Lord Jesus Christ was my constant companion. He kept watching over me day by day, hour by hour, right through the anger and the pain. He was there all the time, and he's still there today.